Sweetie. What a joy to finally see you. You are looking so cute right now. I could just eat you up like a cupcake. You're just the sweetest one. How was work, baby? Are you gonna tell me all about it? Wait, can I just say first that I'm so glad you wore the outfit I ironed and laid out for you. You look so unbelievably amazing in it. So smart. You're such a good boy for me, aren't you? Yes, you are. Now tell me how my little cutie got on at work today. Oh, honey, I knew something was a little off. You know you can tell me anything, okay? If anything is bothering you, you know I have a shoulder or breasts for you to cry on. No, you shouldn't think like that at all. I'm so proud of you. You're doing such a great job, my sweet. You can't afford to be down over yourself, especially with how handsome you are looking in that outfit. And I'm not being biased, just because I was the one who prepared it for you. Well, you don't need to ask what I've been doing. Oh, it will bore you to sleep, baby. But since you insisted, I've been reading through my cookbooks. Got a lot of new recipes to learn that I can't wait to make for you. So expect a few surprises over the next few days when you come back home from work. Maybe some days I won't mean the food. Maybe I'll once again get out my special little cooking apron. I know you loved that last time, didn't you, sweetheart? Oh, it was definitely obvious. I hope those thoughts of the apron cheered you up a little. I actually have one of your favorite meals cooking right now in the kitchen, too. So hopefully some food down you will help how you're feeling. Sometimes when I feel I get some food and suddenly I'm feeling much better. Not saying the same will happen for you, my sweet. But I just want to make sure my baby is okay. Oh, come here and cuddle into my breast and let me stroke you. Never forget that you are such a good boy. So proud of everything you do. No. The way you are right now is just so wonderful. You do such a good job every day, so you deserve all the head pats in the world right now, my sweet. I'm so prepared for tomorrow, baby. I have so many plans. I'm going to go shopping, probably Walmart, and I'm going to get all the ingredients I need for those new recipes I'm going to be trying. It's so exciting. I heard you wrote them down on a big long list, and also I've got your clothes ready for tomorrow, all set neatly hanging on the wall. You're going to be looking even more handsome tomorrow. But most of the time, though, you look handsome so effortlessly, especially in that shirt you got on. Why do you think I keep preparing it for you? But when the meal is ready, you'll have to take it off and put it straight in the washing machine, okay, baby? I don't want any stains on it. And also, it needs to get smelling good again since you had a very hard working day. And for that, another headbutt. I'm glad you like the smell of my chest too. Can you guess what kind of flavor I used on it? Come on, get a little closer to smell it. Don't be shy, honey. Yeah, it's apple. You really can't beat apple. It's been a while since I smelled like this. I really missed it. I'm glad you like it because I want to smell good for you. I like to upkeep myself for you because you give me such an amazing time and be so wonderful. I at least want to be there for you and give you my full attention. It's been a while since we were this close talking. I missed it. I miss you cuddling into my breasts like this and stroking your hair. I'm glad that shampoo I got for you is doing you great justice. You have the most gorgeous hair in this country. Oh, it's so satisfying to stroke your hairs. Do you like it too, baby? I'm very glad to hear that because I'm not going to stop anytime soon. Well, until the meal is ready, of course. Well, it's probably going to be another... let me lean to check over my phone. Sorry, sweetheart. I know you're in a very comfortable position right now. Let me see. Okay. I just put it in 30 minutes ago, so just another going to be ready. I can hear how hungry you are with that stomach. Have you not been eating the lunch I prepared for you at work? Oh, you didn't like the fillings on the sandwich? I just thought I would try something new. I didn't think you'd like it, to be honest, but at least I know this now. I'll keep it to the usual fillings tomorrow, your lunch for work. Now enough of the work and adult life talk. It must be so boring for you hearing about work after being there all day. Then me talking about how I need ingredients from Walmart. Just as long as you feel better now. Are you sure you do? Remember, sweetie, you shouldn't lie to me. Don't keep things bothering you to yourself. Well, if you're so sure you're fine now, look up. Come on. Look into my eyes right now, honey. No, my eyes are up here. Hi, baby. Now give me a smile because you're absolutely gorgeous when you smile. Such a perfect smile. I'm so lucky to see that. Your smile just warms my heart just as much as your kisses melt it. Well, Now I know that you're feeling better. I was thinking we should start planning what we should do next weekend. It didn't feel right planning it with, you know, you're not being your full self, but I think now it's good to focus on some other things. So, is there anything you have in mind that you'd like to do? Actually, I got to agree to that. Not like anywhere else is open now anyway. A movie night with takeout sounds so perfect. That's just what we need. With that little apron. Oh, please. You'll love it when I keep bringing it up as a suggestion. I better go check on that food now. You better stop distracting me, young man. I want you to get that shirt off now because I don't want... Come on, you can guess. Yes, I do not want stains. You know how I get when clothes get stained. While you do that, time for me to go to the kitchen and prepare this delight. Oh, you're going to love it. Hey, and I